Ed, something that we've not talked about because we haven't had much in the way of information, only speculation, and that's the new farm bill. Well, it did get passed, the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, although it's now 2019. But the new farm bill, tell us about it.
Well, what I find interesting, Vaughn, in fact, I didn't pay a lot of attention because I figured it's not going to happen. And I mean, Trump signed it the 20th, so it is in the law. This is the first time, Vaughn, since 2002. That the new farm bill was passed the same year that the one was expiring. Mm-hmm. Because before this, you know, we've had just extension. Mm-hmm. And it may be a year or 2 years before they actually get, quote, the new farm bill. So for once, Congress did what they were supposed to do. And before one expired, they put another one in place.
Well, they wanted to get on vacation quick, you know.
Well, I think also maybe the change of the House makeup may have had a little effect. Make sure we get some things done on that, too. But it will be our agriculture policy for the next 5 years. Of course, some of those will be phased in over that time. Won't be immediately started in 2019. You know, some of the impasses that we was holding it up was the work requirement for SNAP Ed food stamp area, and then also some of the conservation measures. And I should stress here, there were already work requirements on food stamps. They're going to make them even stricter. USDA plans to put in new rules where states can't change their rules or ignore them if they're going to get their funding. So there's still some emphasis being put on that work requirement on here. They pretty well accepted what the Senate had proposed earlier, very similar to the 2014 Farm Bill overall. One of the differences that's coming up, and from what I understand, this does not go into effect till 2021, so I want to read more details, get more clarification, but a farmer annually will be able to select between the price loss coverage program or the agriculture risk coverage program. There's a little difference whether you take the county average or your farm average. Mm-hmm. You had to pick it at the beginning of the Farm Bill, and then you had to stay with it for the whole duration of that bill. This time they're going to make it where it can be changed every year. So that's going to give FSA some fun in their office and maybe us on the education side as farmers try to make that decision every year. They expanded the conservation program for those who like the EQIP program of NRCS. It got more funding, more opportunity to utilize that. Dairy's not big in our county, but we have some. They did put some assistance in there. I'm afraid it may be too little too late because the dairy industry is still in a really bad shape. Hemp, not marijuana, hemp, has been legalized and is also eligible for crop insurance along with some of the other specialty crops such as hops and other things. It's a really thick document, Vaughn. We're going to hear about it as we sort all this out for the year, but it's kind of exciting we get a new farm bill.
Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.